And this poem is a poem written long before cancer and kidneys and all of that. It was written one day. I'm Distinguished Professor of Humanities at St. Mary's College of Maryland. And right now I'm Blackburn Professor of Creative Writing at Duke University. And everybody in the world, I think, knows that I did not graduate from college. It wasn't funny at the time, but it later became amusing. It's fun because I teach grad students. I think that's fun. And but anyway, it's at St. Mary's College of Maryland. I have a colleague who thinks of herself as really smart, and she is. She's pretty smart. She's not that nice, but she's doggone smart. And I keep my door open, my office door open, because I am there for students. I wish to be friendly for students. I should add that I'm Distinguished Professor of Humanities, but we have no humanities department. So I'm the department. And I can overhear, you know, I hear pretty well. I don't see that well, but I hear. And one day she was saying, I don't understand why she's here anyway. And it hurt my feelings. I was being vulnerable on that day. And I thought, she should be happy for me. Why isn't she happy for me? But then later I found this poem applies to so many people, so many things, in a way to the Poetry Center even, to all of us in our lives, when we have struggled, and some of us even struggle every day to try to be better than we are, you know? Anyway, this is my other anthem of a poem. Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. Born in Babylon, both non-white and woman, what did I see to be except myself? I made it up here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. Come, celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. Thank you very much.